It's Monday, February 8th, 2016. Thanks for tuning into this, the first episode of season 13 of The Sounds in My Head.
Something weird is happening here.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
With his really thick accent and take us on an after dinner walk to France. I want Mila Jovovich at my dinner party. She will be all charming and I'll just stare. I'll ask her to say Lila Dallas multipass and ask for her advice on killing zombie dogs. I hope you like fish. I hope you like wine. I hope that we all have a really good time.
I want Danny Glover at my dinner party. He can say I'm getting too old for this shit. I can ask him what the fuck is up with Mel Gibson. He can tell me he has no idea.
I hope you like fish. I hope you like wine. I hope that we all time. I hope you like fish. I hope you like wine. I hope that we all have a really good time.
Oh, that was a great way to open up this, the first episode of season 13. That's 13 long years of doing this show, guys. It's a long time for a podcast to exist, I gotta say. But yeah, that was a great way to start it off. Mustache of Insanity, that's the band. They're from London. That was their song Dinner Party, came off the Album of Death. That's the name of the record. And man, I love that song. It's a dinner party I would have liked to have attended as well, because I love all the people they name check, from Billy Joel and Mila Jovovich to Danny Glover. So yeah, that would be a dinner party I would want to attend for sure. So I thank those guys for bringing it to me. Mustache of Insanity, very funny. So yeah, first episode, season 13, that's a long time to do a show. And things change over time with things like this. The biggest change seems to me that no one really uses MP3s and podcast iPods, whatever. That's all gone, right? It's like we have phones and we all subscribe to Spotify and no one downloads anything. It's just all streamed and blah, blah, blah. So why even do a podcast anymore? I've been rolling over these thoughts in my head, and I don't have any great answers. I don't think that many people listen to music podcasts. I mean, I don't think it's a huge genre of types of podcast, but I think I'm going to still do mine. At least for a while. I enjoy doing it. And what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to have a Spotify playlist. So I finally launched. I literally had never had Spotify until like the day before yesterday. But I just was like, I tried Apple Music and it's so terrible, and then RDO's gone. And so it kind of seems like Spotify is the thing, right? It seems like everyone's kind of consolidated to like, we're all going to use Spotify now. And I get it. I got to say, I downloaded the app. I've been playing with it so much better than it was years ago when I first looked at it. It's a great app. Really, it works. It's super fast and everything's in there. Most stuff's in there. Actually, Mustache from Insanity, not in there. But most stuff is in there. So what I'm going to do going forward is I'm still going to have links to where you can buy all the stuff I play on the show at thesoundsofmyhead.com. But I'm also going to have a playlist in Spotify. I'm going to make playlists. I'm going to do a season 13 playlist on Spotify. So everything I play on the show, as I put it on the show, will just appear in this playlist. You can like subscribe to that playlist. I think it's better, right? You don't have to listen to me yammer on like this. You can just like listen to the songs. And if you like those songs, you can easily drag them to your own playlist and not even use my playlist anymore, I suppose. But you should subscribe to it, I guess, because that's what people do, right? And I'm going to create other playlists. I'll probably have an instrumental playlist, the songs I talk over, rather than, you know, polluting the main playlist feed. I'll have another playlist that's just like the instrumental songs. And maybe I'll go back and add playlists for past seasons or something. It's a bit tedious because I've played thousands of songs on the show and I'd have to like find them all and whatever. But maybe I'll do it. If you have any other ideas, I'm new to Spotify, so tell me what you think of it. I don't know. It seems pretty good to me. I mean, most stuff's in there, it seems like. So yeah, that's what we're going to do going forward. Subscribe to that Spotify playlist. You're going to want to hear it. And then I guess you can just not even listen to my show. You can just, you know, keep checking that playlist every so often. But I hope you'll keep listening because, you know, I put effort into the show. Whatever. This is kind of sad and desperate, isn't it? Whatever. Okay, up next, Frankie Kosmos, one of my favorite bands of late. She's from right here in New York City. She's got a new EP called Fit Me In. We're going to hear a couple tracks from it. Young and O Contest Winner, both fantastic. And she's got a new record coming out in April, which I am super pumped about because, boy, do I love me some Frankie Kosmos. I got to say, just one of my favorite artists lately. So these two tracks are great. They're synthy as opposed to her normal guitar-y kind of thing. And these songs are kind of like computer magic. So it's obvious that I'm going to play this on my show right now, in fact. So here we go. Without further ado, Frankie Kosmos with Young and O Contest Winner right now on The Sounds of My Head.
With this, I'm scraping by. Only.
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Yeah.
Multipass.
Multipass. You know this multipass. Lilu Dallas, my wife. We're newlyweds. Just met. Multipass. You know how it is. Bump into each other. Sparks
multipass.
Happen. Yeah, she knows it's a multipass.
Thank you.
left my keys inside. Will you stay with me? I'm having trouble breathing. This is not my life.
Of sports-related skits. Well, folks, it's been an amazing night here so far. I'm Pete Twinkle, and with me, as always, the only person I know still holding out hope we're finally gonna find those WMDs, Greg Stink. How you doing, Greg?
Well, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Are you a big James Taylor fan, huh?
Oh, I don't know if I'm that big. You know, 3 to 4 inches tops. Not the girth of a kazoo, you know, the noise.
No, Greg, I'm sorry about that. No, that's not what I meant by big. No, what I meant was you're a big fan of James Taylor's music, huh?
Nah, no.
Greg Stink, folks, he's a straight shooter.
Actually, it curves dramatically to the left.
No, Greg, we're done with that. No, that's all right. Folks, tonight's program is brought to you by so many great sponsors, including Epilady Feminine Razors. Unsightly hair growth can sure be a drag, so when you're munching carpet, don't let it be shag. Epilady Feminine Razor.
My first thought was there.
right, let's catch up. After Frankie Cosmos back there, we heard a band from Gambier, Ohio called Sports. Seemed like a fitting band to play. I think over the weekend there was some sort of sporting event in America. I don't know. I just from being at the grocery store and the line to check out and then all the people buying chips, I'm just guessing there was a sporting event. I don't follow those things. Anyway, we heard three really great songs by Sports. We heard Reality TV, my favorite song. I just love that song. I've listened to it so many times. GDP and The Washing Machine, all off their album All of Something. And if you like those tracks, definitely check out the whole record. Sports, pretty great. Thank you for those songs. After Sports, we heard Julia Holter from Los Angeles. We heard a couple tracks off her newest album, Have You in My Wilderness. We heard the songs Feel You and my favorite, Sea Calls Me Home. Such a fantastic song. Talk about songs I've played a lot of times. That song, Sea Calls Me Home, such a good one. Friend of the show, Lane, thanks for telling me about that. All right, up next, Dr. Dog from Philadelphia. They got a brand new record. It's called The Psychedelic Swamp. We're going to hear a couple of really great tracks from it. First, Golden Hind, then Bring Me My Baby Back. Both super fantastic songs off this new record. If you like these two tracks, check out the whole thing. And as always, look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Don't forget to subscribe to that Spotify playlist. You know, if you do that kind of thing, it's going to make your life easier. Here we go. Without further ado, Dr. Dog, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Written on my face. to be loved. You are the only one. Radio swell. This is the aftermath. Whatever I've done, am I the only one still holding on?
right, let's catch up one last time. Jacko Inia Kalavi from Helsinki, Finland. That's who we just heard two songs by off the EP Dream Zone. We heard Ooh 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 and When You Walk Through Them All. Both really great songs. I played Jacko on the show last season at some point. He was recommended to me by a listener and really liked him, but I hadn't made my way back through his whole catalog at the time I played him. And now I kind of have, and a lot of good stuff in there. So I thought I'd put on the Dream Zone EP. All right, finishing up this episode of the show, Rostam from right here in New York City, formerly of Vampire Weekend. Yes, unfortunately, Rostam, he has left Vampire Weekend. I'm pretty sad about that because, boy, do I love me some Vampire Weekend, and I think Rostam was a pretty key component of the band. Though, you know, he's going to keep working with them, he says, and he's just not going to be in the band anymore, so presumably he'll still help them make awesome records, at least. He just won't tour and stuff, probably. But Vampire Weekend's got a new record coming out in April. I guess we'll find out if it has hurt them that he's left. I don't know, maybe he's already produced it. Who knows? But yeah, I'm a big fan of Rostam and all those other guys in Vampire Weekend, so hopefully this just means more great music, because they'll have two bands releasing stuff all the time. So anyway, Rostam right here with a single that he's just put out recently called EOS, right now finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week were three songs by the A La La's, Sacred Sands, Ferris Gallery, and No Werewolf. Don't forget to look me up on Spotify, follow the playlist for this new season of the show. You can look for links to that and everything else I talk about, including where to follow me on social media at thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you back here in a couple weeks, and hopefully my throat will be back to normal by then.